This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Barbara Howard. The death toll following that massive earthquake last Saturday in Nepal continues to rise, while more than 10,000 men, women, and children are injured and awaiting treatment. A group of nurses and physicians from Massachusetts General Hospital is packing medical supplies for a three-week trip to the shattered region. They're hoping to help keep survivors alive. WBUR's Martha Biebinger listened in on the last-minute training.
The quake turned cities and villages into rubble, leaving more than a million people without shelter. Dr. Miriam Ashkenazi, the MGH team leader, plans to walk on the plane tomorrow night with her sleeping bag, tent, water purification, and basic medical supplies all in her carry-on.
You know, the way I want to think about it is if we land and your check bag doesn't show up and we need to set up camp that night, you'll sleep with me in my tent.
Grace Devaney, a nurse, will make room in her carry-on for a satellite internet terminal. She pulls at the straps on the outside of her everyday backpack, trying to make some more room.
I'm going to be able to borrow a one-man tent from my sister. I'm going to check because I can latch things to this bag, too.
The MGH medical team expects to land in Kathmandu on Saturday and join a nonprofit group, International Medical Corps, that has teams across the country. MGH physician BJ Achari, who was born in Nepal, warns his colleagues that there are outbreaks of diarrhea and problems disposing of the more than 5,500 bodies in a country that follows Hindu customs.
They've run out of wood to burn them. We cremate our dead, so bodies are piling up.
Achari sits at a conference table with a half dozen hospital leaders who are briefing the medical team. One lists the shots these volunteers need to get in the next 24 hours. Another explains how they'll be paid while away. Someone describes altitude sickness, and there are tips on safety and security. Dr. Achari says some villagers confronted a group of doctors delivering medical supplies yesterday and demanded tents.
It's raining, and people are outside, sleeping outside, and people are desperate for relief. And it's even in Kathmandu.
Most of these seven doctors and nurses have either been to Nepal or responded to another medical crisis somewhere in the world. But Dr. Hilary Cranmer, with the Center for Global Health at MGH, says the devastation in Nepal may still be shocking.
You're going to see things that you've never seen before, but I challenge you, and I ask you, and I require you, and so will Miriam, she's very good at this, to make sure that you're caring for yourself so that you may care for others.
That's Dr. Miriam Ashkenazi, the team leader, who preaches yoga, meditation, and crying to recover from difficult decisions. In a disaster zone, doctors don't have the time or resources to try and save every patient. But letting a patient die instead of going all out, as physicians do here in Boston, is difficult. It's a lesson Ashkenazi learned the hard way after the 2010 earthquake in Haiti.
Hillary and I were both in Haiti together, and there was a little baby, 8 days old.
Ashkenazi looks over at Dr. Hilary Cranmer. The baby had a severe infection that might have been treatable in Boston, but was not, given the conditions and resources in Haiti. Still, doctors and nurses were doing everything they could to bring that Boston training and mindset to the tiny girl on the table in front of them. Ashkenazi remembers the decision to stop.
We have very few resources, and to continue to use them up on a child that has absolutely no chance of survival, I can't. I just can't. Because we need those resources for a child we might be able to save.
Ashkenazi and her team are scrambling now to make sure their own children understand why they are leaving for 3 weeks and persuade colleagues to cover their shifts at the hospital. Three orthopedic surgeons may join their MGH colleagues next week, but right now there's a critical shortage of ortho supplies in Nepal, so performing surgery to repair shattered arms and limbs is not feasible. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.